Perfect. Okay. And tip-off just happened, and we are live in Cake, Alaska. First shot of the game. Oh, yes. Smooth left-handed jump shot from Simon Friday gets Cake on the board early, 3-0. We're sitting courtside. We're watching the Skagway boys. They struggled last night against this very tough Cake basketball team, and a part of the problem was they had a hard time holding on to the basketball. And as case in point, the ball has been loose, picked up by Alex Ackerman. His drive to the hole blocked away, no good. It is 3-0, Cake up over Skagway. Cake has the ball in the forecourt. Over there, Captain Jackson. Jackson gets it down low and back out top to Benham. Benham over to Jackson. Jackson down low to Shawan Jackson Gamble. Up top it goes to Friday. And Cake just works the ball around the court. Moore shoots the ball. No good. Rebound pulled down by Danny Brady. Hustle play over into the corner and gets it over to his point guard, Belial. Colton Belial now brings the ball over half court. Looking to get something working. Tries to get it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady takes it away from the defender. Gets it over to Alex Ackerman. His shot from the baseline at 18 feet. No good. Rebound brought down by Cake. Friday has the ball. Gets it over to Jackson. Jackson wants to work it. Down low to Jackson Gamble. Gets it over in the corner to Benham. Back into Jackson Gamble. Back out to Benham. And this is how they work the ball. Inside out action from the Cake offense. And Friday drives into the lane, gets it back out to Jackson. Jackson, a running one-handed hook shot in the lane. Count it. 5-0. The Cake Thunderbirds up over the Skagway Panthers. Skagway in their traveling blue and gold uniforms. Cake wearing their home whites with red and blue trim. Very Americana from this Cake squad. Moore with a quick steal. And it is Cake basketball once again. Going to work it over on the right-hand side, looking to get down into the post. Nobody defending the post, really. He's just wide open if he turns and shoots. But Skagway's packed into a 2-3 zone. Friday has it on the left-hand side of the court, out about the three-point line. Gets it over to Moore. Moore tries to work it back into Jackson. He's going to reset the offense. Jackson is. Cake has the ball now, right-hand side of the court. Here's Greg Benham with the ball, and he's going to launch a three-point bucket. Drains it. It is 8-0 now. Cake quickly up over the Skagway Panthers basketball squad. And the boys are going to have to figure out how to defend that three-point shot. They've already given up two of them. And Cake seems like they pretty much have any look they want. However, Skagway having a hard time finding anything going to the basket right now. They're working it around the perimeter. Belial to Belial. And Colton Belial has it up at the top. He's just kind of waiting for something to happen. Tries to feed a high post. And Danny Brady passed a little bit too tall for Brady. But luckily, ball goes out of bounds off of Cake. And it will remain Skagway basketball. With 4:25 left to go in the first quarter of play. Colton gets it into Alex Ackerman. Ackerman in the lane. Gets it back over to Colton for the 18-footer. No good. Rebound fought for. They're going to say it went off of a Skagway player, not how I saw it, but I don't wear stripes very well, so there you go. It is Cake basketball. Benham with the ball. He's going to bring it up. A senior-laden team. Lots of experience on the court for the Cake Thunderbirds. Benham has the ball deep in the corner. Gets it back out to Jackson. Jackson into Gamble. Jackson back out to Benham. Over to Jackson over to Friday now on the left-hand side of the court. Friday, that smooth left-handed delivery, and he went off the other night. Last night it was, and that victory over Skagway. But Cake's going to work the ball into the interior. It's Simon Moore. His shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Cake. Strong on the glass. The Cake Thunderbirds. Cake gets it into the high post. Jackson has it back out to Moore over to Simon Friday with that three-point shot. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, however, pulled down by Cake, trying to work it into the interior. Pass goes off the legs of Moore and out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball trailing 8-0 early in the game. Coach Ken Fielding wants a timeout. He wants to talk about it. He's going to take a 30-second timeout, it looks like, here on the court. And so Skagway looking to get into a little bit of offensive rhythm. They were unable to do it last night. Absolutely just manhandled by this Cake squad. Cake a very physical team. Asking some of the players, hey, what was more physical, your game against Angoon, where several players had, you know, bloody noses and just beat up on the court, and they said, no, the Cake Squad is more physical even than Angoon was. So, you know, what do you do as a Skagway squad? Very young, very, very thin. A bunch of, you know, they can run all day long, the Skagway squad, but, you know, they've only got five players, and they're not that beefy yet. They're young. You know, the oldest player they've got, two sophomores, Colton Belisle and Alex Ackerman, Micah Cook, a freshman, and then a couple of eighth graders on the squad. And you know what? At that point in life, you just haven't put on a whole lot of weight yet, usually, and these kids showing that. But they will fill out as time goes along, and, you know, they're going to have a pretty big basketball team here in a couple of years. They'll be big, big fellas posting up down low. Skagway ball now. 3:12 left to go in the quarter, and Colton Belisle's working it left to right or up at the top of the key. Gets it down in the corner to Ackerman. Ackerman stripped of the basketball by Jackson. Ball goes over to Benham. Benham works it into the forecourt to Friday. Friday looking to attack the Skagway 2-3 zone. Jackson gets it down into the corner to Benham. Benham interior and back outside. It goes a couple of times inside, outside game. Benham has it now on the right side of the court. And they just continue to work the ball, Cake does. Now back down into the post, and a strong post move. But no good is the basket by Jackson Gamble, and Skagway comes down with the ball. Danny Brady has it down on the right, back up to Colton. Colton gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt Belisle looking to get rid of the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Danny Brady on the left-hand side of the court. Skagway's going from left to right across your radio. Beer. Yeah, why not? We got a tie up on the court. It's going to be Skagway basketball after a jump ball situation. Quickly into Ackerman. Ackerman's double teamed to the corner. Looks like he took an elbow to the face. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Cake again. It'll be Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle to inbound the ball. Gets it to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt takes a dribble, gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny wants to work it to the right-hand side. Gets it back up top to Colton Belisle. Colton, pressure defended. Gets it over to his brother Wyatt and steps right in back of him. Much of an attack position there for Skagway, but they haven't turned the ball over yet either, so there you go. Colton to Wyatt, Wyatt to Colton. Nice pick set by Brady. Open man and Ackerman. Ackerman gets the ball, takes the shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson pushing the ball up the right-hand side, and it looks like he stepped on the sideline. And that ball's going to go back over to Skagway. A minute 43 left to go in the first quarter. Skagway gets the ball out of bounds. Colton tries the aggressive interior pass to Ackerman. Ackerman comes down with the ball after wrestling it out of a couple of Cake hands. And then tries to get the ball over to Brady. Unable to do it after a scrum on the floor. It is Cake basketball. With a minute 30 left to go in the quarter. Benham up top over to Moore on the right-hand side. Moore gets it to Jackson. Jackson down to Benham in the corner. Back up to Jackson on the wing. Back inside to Jackson Gamble and over to Simon Friday on the left now. Back into Jackson Gamble. Works it back out to Benham. Back in low to Jackson Gamble. Makes a move. Throws a couple of shoulders. And is called for a travel. Not a foul, but he's called for a travel. Looked to me like he lowered the shoulder. Threw it into the Skagway defensive player. And just pushed him off the block, but that's not how the officials saw it, and we haven't been agreeing much lately, me and the officiating crew. That's all right. A minute 9 left to go here in the first quarter. Skagway's down 8-0. It will be their ball on their own end line, attacking this tough, physical Cake squad. Another halftime extravaganza here in Cake, Alaska. They sell cakes in Cake. They do. And they looked absolutely delicious. So, you know, the coach of the girls' team today got out midcourt and was raffling off different baked goods. Many baked goods, including delicious cake. You know, cake. So with a minute 9 left to go in the quarter, Skagway's got to get something going offensively here. They've yet to get on the board. 8-0 to score. It will be their ball on their own baseline. Cake is content to sit back and what looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense with Moore out up top. Stop. stops the dribble of Belial, gets it over to Brady. Belial does, comes back to Belial, gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt wants to go into the corner. Ill-advised pass is picked off by Jackson from Cake, and Cake's moving again up the court. Ball goes into the hands of Friday and over to Jackson on the left-hand side. Down to Benham, he gets it into the post to Jackson Gamble, and Jackson Gamble continues his streak of getting it right back out into the perimeter. It's a thing of beauty to watch this Cake offense as they just continue to move the ball aggressively into the post and back out again, and they're just looking to get that Skagway defense out of position, but this time Skagway comes up with a steal. Wyatt Belial picks up that loose ball poked away, but it looks like Micah Cook poked it away. Wyatt gets the ball back and looks to get it back to Colton up at the top of the key. Colton looks to drive to the right, and his pass a little too tall for Danny Brady, and out of bounds. It will be Cake basketball now with just 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cake's going to roll the ball up the court. This way it doesn't take any time off the clock. And Cake's coach decides to call a timeout instead of letting them just launch up a three-point bomb. He's going to draw up a play. And this is a chance for the Cake squad and coach Anthony Ross to work on a play that they'll be able to use later on in tournament play as they get into the regionals and then possibly the state tournaments. They're going to need to work on plays like this, something where you can score quick off an inbounds play, and that's what he's drawing up right now on the dry erase board. Skagway, Coach Kent Fielding talking to his team about filling the gaps, getting into passing lanes, trying to pick off the passes, and boxing out, hitting the glass, and limiting Cake to one shot opportunity per possession. See how that plays out here in the last 8.9 seconds of the first quarter of play. Jackson Gamble to inbound the ball, gets it over to Benham. He's up at the top of the key, and he's got a pick set for him by Jackson. He's going to run to the basket. Oh, and Jackson rolls to the hoop. A beautiful pick and roll perfected by Cake on that play. And 10-0 the score now. The Cake Thunderbirds leading Skagway after one quarter of play. Absolutely beautiful play drawn up by head coach Ross.